Could you please introduce yourself for our listeners?
Yes, my name is Sonia Djilidi. I'm the coordinator of the Collectif de Solidarité au Canada avec les luttes sociales en Tunisie.
Your organization has been holding protests, releasing press communiques, updating the media and the public here in Canada about the evolving situation in Tunisia in the recent weeks, but also the revolutionary movement that overthrew the dictatorship of Ben Ali. First question, yeah. I wanted to hear your perspective on the Canadian government's position in regards to the mass protests that were happening in Tunisia and then in Egypt, in contrast to the positions and the statements that we're hearing now in regards to Libya. It's quite a difference in the brazen language that's being used by this conservative government. I'm wondering if you have any comments on this.
Yeah, we really are we question the double standard that the Canadian government uses for Tunisia. It took them many weeks before having any comment denouncing the dictatorship of Tunisian's former president. I'm really not surprised, though, but really concerned about this double standard.
As you said, it took many weeks. So during this period when the Canadian government was silent on the repression of protests in Tunisia, can you describe what was happening?
There was a militia that were firing on the demonstrators in Tunisia. The United Nations count, I think, over 300 people who died under the Ben Ali's repression. We also have to mention that the Canadian government stayed silent not only on the first weeks of the repression, but over the 23 years of Ben Ali's regime. We never heard any comment denouncing this regime. It just became a dictator suddenly on January 15th, the day after Ben Ali flew to Saudi Arabia.
So there's decades of complicity.
Yes, complicity, yeah.
Now Ben Ali has been thrown out of office. The situation is evolving in Tunisia, and family members of Ben Ali are trying to secure places for the assets, many billions which were looted from the Tunisian public pocket. Can you talk about this process and how it relates to Canada?
Yes. As we know, the former brother-in-law, Mr. Blahsan Trabelsi, is here in Montreal, living quietly, sending his daughters to private schools with the Tunisians' money. We have to know that Blahsan Trabelsi is just not a simple brother-in-law who happened to be in the wrong family at the wrong moment. He was an active member of this corrupted system. We estimate that this family owns more or less 40% of the PNB of the Tunisian economy. Also, we know that Blahsan Trabelsi asked for the refugee status. Although it is his right, we are really outraged to know that he would have access to the same system, security system, as the other refugee that were real refugee under Ben Ali's regime. As for the assets, even though the Tunisian government sent many requests on January and then February, the Canadian government still is not doing anything to freeze these assets and make sure that they're not squandered or transferred to overseas tax havens.
Now, if you could just explain for us very quickly what these assets, you're talking about millions of dollars from the Trabelsi family, brother-in-law to the former dictator Ben Ali of Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.
In Tunisia, increasingly over the last decade, we've seen growing poverty, mm-hmm. also a lack of funding for public infrastructure. I'm just wondering mm-hmm. what you could tell us about where these millions of dollars that are resting now with this family in Montreal of the regime of Ben Ali, the Trabelsi family. What would these millions of dollars would have gone to in Tunisia? And how does this loss of money affect people in Tunisia?
Well, as you know, the Tunisian economy right now, the growth won't be the same this year. But what I want to mention is that the Trabelsi, this man, for example, was controlling, had first an airline company. He had many hotels in the tourism industry, and he was more or less the one who would control the import-export industry. Here, we know that he has millions of dollars. We don't know where exactly, because the Canadian government used the excuse of a confidentiality law to stay silent on that. I'm pretty convinced that if there was political will, as there was for Libya, then we would know exactly where is the money here in Canada. We know for sure that his son-in-law has a house in Westmount. And then we know as of yesterday, the house is still under his name. So these are the assets that we know he has here. We want to know what other assets he has, and we also want them to be frozen, because obviously they want to pass this new law very soon, but we also know that the law won't pass in a week, and we also know that this money could leave tomorrow the Canadian banks or the Canadian institutions and just be in the overseas tax haven.
So we're talking about the finances here, but just generally, can you speak about the actions and the handling of the situation in Tunisia by the Conservative government?
Nothing is being done for Tunisia. We never heard any declaration until Ben Ali flew out of Tunisia. No declaration were done to support the Tunisian people's struggle, maybe at the very end. But as like for France, I mean, the support of the Tunisian people came at the very end. We really denounce the fact that the Conservative government never answered any of our letters that we sent. We sent many letters in February. We went to Ottawa to have a press conference. All the opposition parties were with us at the press conference, and even outside, well, it was a snowstorm, but the Conservative government never answered, never even dared to spoke with us on this issue.
Why do you think that is, that they're ignoring your work?
Well, we don't know. That's a good question. We want to know, is there something that they're protecting? We're questioning why the silence. Actually, I'm questioning the Canadian government. Why are they staying silent on this issue when they're not for Gaddafi?
The events in Tunisia obviously have sparked a wide-scale protest movement across the region. Just looking at Libya now, can you just expand a bit on this double standard you're talking about? I mean, there's been a movement now to send a Canadian military ship to Libya, and in the United States, politicians are talking about trying to create a no-fly zone over Libya. There's one perspective that would say that the best thing that people can do around the world is to make sure that there's no intervention, no Western intervention. And in the context of Libya, where there's a popular movement attempting to oust Muammar Gaddafi, the dictator. So I'm just wondering if you could talk about the contrast between the Canadian government's moves on Libya and Tunisia. And why do you feel that difference is happening politically?
Libya has oil. Tunisia did not have oil. If the Canadian government are reacting because there was a UN motion on Libya, I'm asking why the Canadian government didn't act on all the motions that the UN had adopted. For example, for Congo, when there's a lot of women being raped, or for Palestine as well. So the fact that they're acting very, very fast now in Libya, although we also denounce the murders that are being held under Gaddafi. But it's really questionable on the way they act for Libya and the way they did not act for Egypt, and especially in Tunisia, because it was the first one.
For people who are listening who wish to express their solidarity with people across North Africa and the Middle East who are facing bullets, who are facing military repression to take to the streets, there's also mass demonstrations in Bahrain, in Yemen. There's been protests in Jordan. Protests are continuing in Tunisia, in Egypt, even after Mubarak in Egypt and Ben Ali in Tunisia have fallen. Of course, the protests in Libya. I'm wondering if you could communicate to people, what do you think are actions and moves that the public should make here in Canada in regards to these uprisings across the Middle East?
Well, we have to raise awareness. We have to keep the pressure on the Western government to make sure that they will never ever be silent on dictatorship such as Tunisia or any other countries in Africa or over the world, to speak to their MNAs, to come with us when we'll be demonstrating pretty sure pretty soon again with Libya and the other community here in Montreal. We have a page on Facebook which is called Collectif de Solidarité au Canada avec les luttes sociales en Tunisie. Just tap Collectif Solidarité, then you'll find us. So there's also the Egyptians that are really, really active on these issues. We're going to be organizing probably in the next week's events, actually, on this all roundtable about the Arab uprising. So I'm strongly telling the people in Quebec or in Canada just to come to our roundtables demonstration and to denounce these actions to their local MLA.